In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا, that one of the things that mankind constantly does is that he argues. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. It is as if mankind, his main hobby is to fight with others, to debate with others. His main incessant preoccupation is he's constantly making mujadala, jadal. And jadal means to argue with passion, to prove a point against somebody who's arguing against you. And the Quran has a very interesting analysis of jadal. The default of arguing in the Quran is that it is discouraged, and it is only allowed with some conditions. If you look at the overall analysis of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala typically criticizes arguing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions arguing as something that those who do not have priorities, those who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they busy themselves with. In fact, Allah mentions arguing with others is one of the tactics of shaitan. وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ. Shayateen inspire their allies to constantly debate and argue. This is not the methodology of the believer to get involved in constant debates, constant argumentation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that وَإِنْ جَادَلُوكَ, if they come to you trying to argue, then say to them, Allah knows what you are doing, and move on. And Allah azza wa jal mentions of the characteristics of the believers. When ignorant people try to accost them, when ignorant people try to stop them and have any type of evil or vulgarity or debate, marru billaghwi marru kirama, they pass by with dignity, they say salam and they move on. So of the characteristics of the believer is they do not get involved in useless talk and in vain argumentation. In fact, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this is a very, very dangerous concept that we need to memorize and understand, he is warning against it. He said, never have people who had knowledge gone astray except because of excessive argumentation. Hadith is in Tirmidhi. Once you have knowledge, the main way you go astray is by constantly bickering, constantly fighting, constantly getting involved in issues that are of no value. This is an authentic hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, never do people go astray after they have been given knowledge except because of excessive jadal and argumentation. And this is why our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us to protect ourselves from useless argumentation in fasting, in hajj. We all learn, when fasting, what do? The Prophet said, if somebody comes to you, he accosts you, he wants to have an argument, what should you say? Allahumma inni sa'im. Don't break your fast by doing something useless. And the characteristics of the hajj in the Quran, Allah says in the Quran about hajj, that whoever goes for hajj, what are the conditions? Fala rafatha wala fusuqa wala jidala fil hajj. Allah wants to protect our hajj and our fasting from useless argumentation, wasting too much time going back and forth and getting involved in things that have no value to us. And in fact, sometimes argumentation even leads to a rejection or a kufr. Hadith is in Tirmidhi that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in his house and people's voices began to raise in the masjid, and they began arguing over the Quran about what does the Quran really say about Qadr. Does the Quran say this? Does the Quran say that? And each one was quoting a verse against the other. This is religious debate. This is religious argumentation, using the Quran against each other. This is the only time in the entire seerah that the Sahaba seem to have a split in theology almost happening, and the Prophet is there. They're debating what is the correct opinion about some abstract issue, some issue beyond our comprehension, some issue that is not going to change your connection with Allah. It's just a theoretical issue. And the Prophet heard them and he came out. Hadith in Tirmidhi says it was as if his face was a rumana, a pomegranate, meaning it is bursting with anger. They had hardly seen him this angry. It was as if his face was bursting with anger. And he said to them, listen to this, أَلِهَذَا خُلِقْتُمْ أَمْ بِهَذَا أُمِرْتُمْ. Were you created for this? Or did Allah command you to do this, that you take verses and you hit each other with these verses? وَتَضْرِبُ آيَاتْ بَعْضُهَا بِبَعْضٍ. Is this the purpose of the religion, that you argue over some abstract issue, that you debate over some concept that has no relevance to your actual life? And then he said, the people before you were destroyed when they went down this path. This hadith is powerful, because if we understood it, wallahi, sectarian wars would come to an end. If we understood it, there would no be all of this tafarruq and all of this firqabazi, we call it in Urdu. It would completely go away. Is this why you were created? To argue over an abstract concept that has no relevance to you, just using the Quran each side? He said, leave this. This was how the people before you were destroyed. And this is why our Sahaba, Tabi'un, Taba Tabi'un, the default amongst them is they would avoid argumentation, even religious argumentation. The default amongst them, they would not do this. Malik ibn Anas said that arguing about the religion, it makes the heart hard and it makes the rituals weak. Arguing about the religion, it makes the heart hard. You don't come close to Allah. And wallahi, this is so true. When you have an argument with your friend, with your cousin, with your wife, you can't go to sleep in peace. Huh? You're tossing and turning. Your heart is full of anger. You've lost your own peace when you argue. What's the fa'idah? Well, Imam Malik says, arguing causes qaswatul qalb. How true is this? When you debate, when you argue, you have a fight with somebody, you raise your voice, he raises his voice, you go home, your whole day is gone. You cannot find peace at home. What have you gained? This is not the methodology of the believer. This is not what the mu'min, the muttaqi, spends the bulk of their time in. And Al-Auza'i said, the famous scholar of Sham, Al-Auza'i said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants people to go astray, he gives them argumentation amongst them. When Allah wants to let people go astray, they're not worthy to be saved. What is the mechanism to cause them to go away from the straight path? He makes them argue amongst them. And this goes back to the hadith of the Prophet. I mean, literally he said that never have people who were once upon guidance gone astray except due to excessive argumentation. Now, does this mean any argument is haram? Obviously not. Clearly, sometimes argumentation, and you bring an evidence and you prove your point and you bring a hujjah, this is something that is jaiz. But I repeat, the default position of the Quran and Sunnah discourages argumentation. And this is very clear. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, يُجَادِلُونَكَ فِي الْحَقِّ. They're always arguing with you against the truth. And Allah mentions in Surah Yasin that وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقًا. Look at this man arguing about me. And Allah mentions in Surah Al-Kahf, the one that's arguing about the Day of Judgment. And Allah mentions in Surah Mu'minun, the one that's arguing, how much did I stay? How much did you stay? And he's arguing with Allah that I stayed only one day. And he's arguing with Allah, you didn't give me enough time. So all of these argumentations are criticized in the Quran. That is the default. But when is it allowed to argue? When is it allowed to bring an evidence and have, you know, a back and forth? So there's two types of arguments. Arguments for the dunya and arguments for the deen. Arguments for your dunya, you're arguing about a worldly matter, and arguments for religion. As for arguments of the dunya, it is allowed as a tactic when you have done, when dhulm has been done against you, excuse me, when you are madhlum, I wanted to say. When you are madhlum, when somebody has taken your right, and you don't have any other mechanism to get your right back, in this case, you have the right, the option to use argument as a tactic, and you present your evidence and you get what is due back unto you. قَدَ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا مُجَادَلَ. The surah is called the one who came arguing. And this is a jaiz argument. It is a permissible argument. Allah has heard the argument of that lady whose dhulm was done. Her husband did dhulm upon her. She had her rights taken away and she's arguing about her rights. And Allah is saying, I have heard her mujadala. And she was praised in the Quran for this. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha says, I was sitting in the hujr, in the house, and I saw the lady come. And wallahi, I was, you know, she was in the house and the Prophet was here. I could barely hear her whispering, and Allah from above the seven heavens heard her as she was talking with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is mujadala. This is a argumentation that is done in order to obtain your rights. This is permissible. It is a tactic, but you have the right. If you feel, you know what, it's not worth it, and I'm better off not even arguing, this is jaiz, and it is in fact afdal. If you believe that arguing is not worth your time, is going to be exhausting, you're going to get demeaning yourself. And there are many examples for this. The most obvious one, when the brothers of Yusuf slandered Yusuf in front of him. They didn't know it was Yusuf, right? And they slandered Yusuf and they said, you know what? If his brother Binyamin is a thief, his older brother did many things as well, right? This is in the Quran, right? What does Allah say about Yusuf? فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. He kept his anger inside. He kept his dignity. He didn't argue with them. فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Whatever, because you know you've been slandered. And wallahi, everybody who's been slandered, the first defense mechanism is what? You want to refute back. You want to do the same thing back. But the higher methodology, the better methodology, you can defend, but people of izzah keep their izzah and they allow the slander to be spread and Allah Azza wa Jalla will protect their dignity. فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. Yusuf kept what was in his heart and he didn't demean himself and respond back and say, how dare you say this? I am Yusuf. No. He let it be because it would not be worthwhile for him. He maintained that dignity. But again, to be precise, it is ja'iz. It's up to you. Argument for the dunya is ja'iz when dhulm has been done to you. As for argument of the religion, you have to be very careful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts many conditions about arguing for the religion. This is not the default. It is not the first mechanism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ud'u ila sabili rabbika." Call to the way of your Lord. When you want to give da'wah, how do you call to the way of your Lord? Bil hikmati. You call with wisdom. وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. And with good preaching, level one, wisdom. Level two, more emphatic preaching. Then level three, the last resort, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ. And then argue with them. But even then, there are conditions. So it's not the first. You don't begin religious dialogue by debates, by refutations, by argumentation. That's not the methodology of the Quran. No, you begin with hikmah. Then maw'idat al-hasana, stronger maw'idah. And then when that is not working, you move on to the highest level. And that is arguing, but even that Allah put a condition. What is the condition? Billati hiya ahsan. In the way that is the most effective and best. Use the best manners, use the best adab, use the best akhlaq when you argue. And Allah says very explicitly in the Quran, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. Do not argue with the Ahli Kitab. Illa billati hiya ahsan. Except if you must, then argue in the best of all manners. Don't be crude. Don't be vulgar. Use the best etiquettes. Use the best adab. Use everything that is the best and don't resort to their level. So Allah explicitly says, don't argue with them. But if you must, then argue billati hiya ahsan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions explicitly in the Quran, يُجَادِلُونَكَ فِي الْحَقِّ. They're arguing with you against the truth. And Allah says in the Quran, they're arguing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. They're arguing without knowledge and without guidance and without certain kitab, clear kitab. So three conditions are given. If you want to argue with knowledge. And argue with hidayah and adab. And then argue upon clear and unequivocal issues that there's no ambiguity about. Kitab in mubin. So the Quran explicitly mentions conditions for argument. A famous incident occurred in the time of Imam Malik ibn Anas. That a man came to Malik ibn Anas. He was surrounded by his students. And a man came and goes, I want to argue with you, debate with you about some concept of theology, some abstract concept of theology. Imam Malik said to him, so if you win the debate, what should happen? The man said, then you must follow my opinion. Then Imam Malik said, what if I win the debate? The man said, I will follow your opinion. Then Imam Malik said, what if a third person comes and he wins the both of us in debate? So then the man said, both of us must follow that man's opinions. So the Imam Malik responded to him, the religion does not belong to the one who wins the debate. Do you think every time somebody comes who's more argumentative than the other, we will leave the Quran and Sunnah and go to the one who argues? Go, and he said to the man, go and leave this gathering and argue with somebody who doubts the religion. I have no doubt about my religion. This is the methodology of the real scholar. Leave argumentation, leave useless refutation, leave all of this back and forth. Any argumentation that doesn't result in guidance, that doesn't result in the softening of the heart, that doesn't result in actual amal close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is of no value. I finish and conclude with a beautiful reminder of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported in Sahih Bukhari and other books of hadith, famous hadith. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I guarantee a palace in the peripheries of Jannah for anybody who leaves arguing, even if the haqq is with him. Think about this. I guarantee you will get to a palace in the peripheries of Jannah. I guarantee it. If you make it your lifestyle to stop useless argumentation, stop debating, stop wasting your time because it causes the heart to be hard, because you distance yourself from your religion, because you cannot even enjoy the ibadah. Wallahi, we all know, brothers and sisters, when we're involved in an argumentation, even salah is no longer, you know, praiseworthy. You don't even feel the ladha of salah because your mind is involved with what your cousin said, what your wife said, what somebody said. Leave argumentation as much as you can. Follow the better and the more dignified path. Control your tongue as much as you can. And when others argue, just say, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Just say salam and move on and leave argumentation as much as you can. If you must argue, then argue with ilm and with adab and بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, with the best of all etiquettes. Never stoop to the level of those who want to be foolish with you. And if you do so, then you will always be the winner in the eyes of Allah. Even if somebody wins the argument, who cares? I have to mention one other hadith here because it's relevant. I forgot it. And that is, even our Prophet ﷺ said this. A man came to him and it was a debate about money. And each one is saying, it's my money, my money. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Rasulullah, this man is a liar. I don't have any evidence for it, but this man is a liar. He will lie against Allah. He will make halaf. And he will take my money away. The Prophet ﷺ said, it is possible some of you might come to me arguing more effectively than the other. And I might believe that argumentation. So I will give the wrong person, this is in the hadith he's saying, that arguing might cause me to be convinced. But then he said, anybody who argues incorrectly with batil and he takes the rights of others, it is as if he is taking Jahannam into his pocket. Arguing is not an evidence in the eyes of Allah. You can argue with eloquence. Even the Prophet ﷺ is saying, it is possible one of you might argue more eloquently and I might be convinced, but you should beware. So he's telling the other guy, even if your other guy wins, it will not change haqq and batil. Even if I put in his favor, in reality, it is not in his favor. And on the day of judgment, he will have to answer for false argumentation. So leave as much argumentation as you can and try your best to be the more dignified and follow the Prophet Yusuf and our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, we'll continue with another talk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب.